Bill.
Casinos are going to be taxed 33%. If we wind up with slots at the tracks, they're going to be supposed to be taxed at 50%. Maybe I missed it. I didn't hear any talk today about any kind of tax or licensing fees. If you want to go after these and stop them from, quote, unfairly competing with the Lions Clubs and Kiwanis, why?
I think the reality, Bill, is going to be very difficult for them under these conditions to exist.
Even if...
Not impossible. It's an economic decision that they will have to make, but it's going to be difficult.
So your goal here is really...
Well, we're not quite saying that, but this is a bill that has not gone through any hearings. These are things that certainly can be looked at by the legislature. My goal was to bring clarity to the situation. I think by the time the state legislature is done, it will have brought clarity to this issue. And that question that you just raised is a legitimate question. It's certainly something that can be decided by the state legislature.
But I just don't quite understand your last remark about you're saying with even without taxes, with just the licensing and the regulation.
We're not saying there would not be taxes. That's up to the state legislature.
Yeah, but your point was that it would be hard for them to exist under the framework you're...
Well, not impossible. That would not be legislating them out of business. The economic model might be challenging. Let's put it that way.
Why would that be? If they get the certification...
Well, you have a limitation, first of all, of 5. They can still do it. I think the other situation is that most of the ones today, and let me get my experts up here from our charitable section, but most of the things that you see today probably will not pass muster when they go to a lab. Is that correct? Somebody want to take that?
Mr. Cohen, two things. Exactly what the general just said. That machine isn't going to meet any kind of pre-licensed certification process.
It has to be a true game of skill.
Okay. So, number two, under the proposed statute, there's similar to the current skill-based games law, we're trying to prohibit cash payout. Under skill games currently in Ohio, you can only pay out merchandise prizes less than $10 wholesale value. We have put that same language in for these sweepstakes, quote-unquote. So what happened was when the skill games were no longer allowed to pay cash, they found another way to do it, and they went and called these sweepstakes. And there's no law in Ohio that says sweepstakes can't pay cash. And so we have put one in that says for sweepstakes terminal devices, we've proposed merchandise prizes only, no more than $10 wholesale value. And so that's the economic reality that the general was talking about, why they won't continue to proliferate.
But am I correct or not? Most of these that we're talking about, when you'd walk in Jeffersonville or
yes,
wherever it would be, they're not going to pass a certification.
You're exactly right. They would not pass a pre-licensed certification.
They've got to develop. They would have to come up with a game that is true skill under Ohio code. That's why I said we're not trying to. My goal is not to reinvent the Ohio code in this. That's a decision that's not mine. That's the legislature in the past has made that decision. If they want to change, they could. But that's been no indication they will. This line between skill game and non-skill game. Legislature's made that decision. All we're trying to say is, if that's what the decision has been made, then let's figure out how easily law enforcement can determine whether or not this is a true skill game or it's not a skill game. And that's where Joanne will come in and the certification in the laboratories. And most of them that are out there today aren't going to pass.
Could we go back to the question on numbers of these machines that are
out
there?
Who's got the numbers? I don't have them.
We have no idea. No.
Oh, the current number that are out there in the state.
Machines are out there in Ohio.
Here's what's happened. This has been a growth industry in Ohio for the last year, 2 years. I mean, it's really taken off in the last year or so. And they just pop up here, there, everywhere.
We have no idea.
And they're not regulated. So who knows how many there are.
And one thing is, they call themselves different. So if you go on the internet and ask for internet cafes, they're
you know, business centers or Lucky 777s. I mean, they're just called different things, so it's not just one set name.
So you visited several.
Yes.
I mean, are there a lot of them from your experience, knowing where they
There's
are
a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Like in Cuyahoga County?
And like in Franklin County.
Okay.
I've been
They're
all
about
over.
Everywhere.
Okay.
I mean, they go in, there's no regulation, there's no one looking over their shoulder, really. And they go in, they can set up in a storefront, they can set up any place, and they're in business, and they're making money.
Was this machine seized that you have now, or how did you just buy this, or where'd you get
Okay, where did this come from?
This one was seized.
Where'd
it come from?
It came from Marion County.
Several of you talked about, you became aware of this in the campaign, or constituents a year ago told you about. Just to be clear here, these are somewhat the same games that Attorney General Mark Dan was going after 3 or 4 years ago, right? Well, this isn't a
I don't know problem. That very well could be. I'll refer to the people who have institutional memory here. I don't know.
Mr. Cohen, they are similar. What is developed, as I said, when we got the General Assembly, when the General Assembly enacted the law prohibiting cash payouts for skill-based amusement machines, what has now grown up in the last year or two significantly are sweepstakes. They developed a new model. It works different on the back end in the back room. It looks the same on the front end, but it isn't covered by the law because it's not a skill-based amusement machine.
Look, these are very entrepreneurial and creative individuals, and you know, they're trying to make money. They don't want to be regulated. It's like the balloon. You push it one where it goes someplace else. And this is what's happened. They've morphed into this. And they've morphed into this because, frankly, there's a big hole in Ohio law. And we're simply trying to fill this hole.
Is this a battle you're going to win? I mean, what if you change this? Seems like they're smart enough to come in, and they're sort of like the payday loan people. They come in with a slightly different take, so they're not...
Well, I guess we take it one step at a time.
Is there a Supreme Court decision or a court decision on this case that limits the payouts or something? Can anybody speak to how that relates to what you're doing here?
It just lets us know that we were on the right track with limiting cash payouts, eliminating cash payouts. Mm-hmm. The Pickaway County Skilled Games case from the Ohio Supreme Court affirmed that the $10 merchandise prize limitation was constitutional. And so this bill in no way changes that case. In fact, you know, it is supported by that case.
Okay. All right, let me just, you know, the final comment, you know, Ohio consumers are getting ripped off today. We're trying to stop it. Police officers are being put in an untenable position today, and we're trying to change that. Charitable organizations that really give their money to charity and that help people are being put in a disadvantage. So the three things that we're trying to accomplish with this: bring clarity to the law and bring some order to what's going on out there. Okay? Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.